And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country. When she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And that is why this has happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me. For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down their powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and according to the promise he made to his ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with there for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So may I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I quite like some of these symbols of peace down here. I have to say I'm quite taken with the reindeer, and probably the Bible as well. And I'm not afraid of writing to my MP. I tend to do that sometimes when something is really, really troubling me. And I always get a response, or I always have received a response in the past. Quite often it's something they can't do anything about, but at least they say, "Well, we're taking your thoughts and your concerns in mind." How much further they take them always remains to be seen. But there's lots and lots of different symbols for peace. Look to the Bible. Look to God's Holy Spirit coming down in the form of a dove. Dove is always the symbol of peace. And we're going to be thinking about that symbol in a bit when we come to our Jesse tree and we hang our symbols for peace on that tree. So we've got the dove, and that's often depicted in Christian artwork. But there was once an art competition that was held, and the theme was peace. Most of the artists were using images of green fields, sheep happily grazing and doing what sheep do. There are streams, there are trees swaying gently in the breeze on a summer's day. But the painting that actually won the competition showed a bird in a nest. And this bird was protecting its young. And the tree was depicted in a howling gale. But the bird just sat there, unmoving, protecting the chicks. Quite a striking image, I think, if we compare that to the gentle scenes that we probably expect when we think about the word peace. What if we were to enter this competition? What images would we produce? For me, the cross is often my symbol for peace. That's the place on which Jesus died. That's the cross on which Jesus gave his life. For all of us, he gave his life that we might enjoy peace. And one of the most powerful symbols I find is a cross standing on top of a circle. And there's a religious community that have adopted this idea, and their motto is, "The cross stands while the world turns." The cross stands while the world turns. So the cross is always going to be there, life is going to go on and on around us. And sometimes it feels as though that world is just turning faster and faster and faster. As Becky alluded to earlier, there are often so many things going on in our lives that it feels like we're being bombarded, and we never find that sense of peace. But what about this image, which probably might be a bit more familiar? An image from Christmas Day in the First World War. Does anybody know what happened on that particular day? Helen? They played football. The guns stopped. On Christmas Eve, they had a temporary truce, and the forces on both sides crossed over their lines. So they crossed over the barbed wire. They came up out of the trenches, and they met in no man's land, which was that shifting place between the two lines that were drawn. And on that Christmas, the two sides played football. It's one of those games that tends to unite people. It brings people together, or at least it should do. I don't know if anyone knows even what the score was from that match. I've never even heard. But there was just this pause where two sides, people who probably didn't even want to be fighting each other in the first place, they suddenly stopped. And there was one common thing that united them. And just for that short time, before the guns and the bombs started again, there was a sense of peace as humans started interacting with each other. But there's nothing static or placid about Mary's song. Those words that she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit magnifies my Saviour." There's nothing static or placid about that song. It's almost a call to arms, a call to action, if you like. Mary's song is a song about righting wrongs. It's about standing up for the poor and the oppressed. It's allowing God to let the prisoners go free and proclaim the new age. This is a peace that Mary's praying for that comes through justice. But justice won't happen unless there is action behind it to bring about that sense of justice. We all need to find those times of peace. And yes, this season of the year is a really busy time. People are traveling. People are trying to decorate their homes. People are trying to hit the shops and buy all sorts of things that they need. And it just seems that Christmas gets less and less peaceful every year. But there was nothing peaceful about Mary and Joseph's journey towards Bethlehem. Mary was a deeply troubled girl. After all, so much had happened to her in such a short period of time. An angel had told her she was going to have a baby. She was with a man who wasn't even her husband, and they were on a journey to the place where he came from in order that he could be registered. Mary was risking a whole lot. There was that sense of public disgrace that she was dreading. So in Mary's heart, as she journeyed towards Bethlehem, there was no sense of peace at all. There was only trepidation. What's it going to be like to have this baby? Is it going to be welcomed? Is anyone going to help me? Is there going to be anyone to look after me? And I imagine all the journey long, Mary's heart must have been breaking within her. She was worried. She was concerned. There was no sense of peace. Perhaps we share something similar when we look at what goes on in the world around us, and we're just craving that sense of peace. Just seems all the time that human beings are against each other, and it just seems there's never going to be that oasis, that point in time when people are going to stop, even if it's just for a short while, and look for ways to be peaceful. But as Christians, reflecting Mary's song perhaps, we are called to be a people of peace. And we can be peaceful by taking action. We can write to those in authority and ask them to take our thoughts on board. We can give to those who are struggling to find peace in their lives, in their communities, in their countries. But above all, we can pray. We can pray for peace in our own lives. And when we are a people who are at peace with each other, we have that peace that we are ready to share with the world. So this time of year is always about thinking about peace. So let's pray for peace now. Loving God, you call us to be a peace, people of peace. Help us to work for that sense of peace that only you can give, that we cannot receive from the world. Help us, Lord, though, to work for a better society where human beings learn to live together better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.